Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Everybody, welcome to Love Living Radio. Welcome back, hopefully for some of you. It is a cloudy and sticky day here in Newport, Rhode Island. And I'm sure some of you guys have been probably feeling the energy of the full moon this past week. Tuesday? It was a doozy, but lots of cool stuff. But anyway, today I am so super excited. We have so much information to talk about. I'm joined by the beautiful, gorgeous, so talented, brilliant women of Lovewell Farms, Asa Angel and Brooke Gassel. And I am just so excited to talk to you guys about CBD oil. Woo! It's my favorite stuff, my favorite stuff. So Asa and Brooke are the coolest. They both lived in New York City for years and worked in education and education policy and then moved out of the city and started working in holistics. And they're both yoga and meditation instructors and have this cool love of the natural world, which I think probably led them into CBD. And now they are just rocking it with this amazing product that I both use and sell and love. So without further ado, hi guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so pumped. I've honestly been thinking about this episode for like 2 weeks solid and just like so jazzed to be able to get this information out there because CBD is like exploding right now. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. And I think it's kind of important and I'm sure you guys would agree to kind of get like some really solid information out there for people so that they understand what it is, how they can use it, and what to look for. So I guess my first question for everybody, for you to share with everybody, is what is CBD?
Well, we're going to answer all of the questions simultaneously.
Obviously.
I'll start and then you can pick up. We'll promise not to do that the whole show. So CBD stands for cannabidiol. It's a component of the cannabis plant that has a ton of healing properties. So it works on something called the endocannabinoid system, which is a system that runs throughout our entire body, much like our immune system, our endocrine system. And it's just this incredibly nourishing, natural botanical compound that we are super excited to be just sort of helping usher into the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a perfect description of CBD. It's like, you're just so nourishing. It's like the best description.
Yeah. Yeah. So nourishing. I can totally attest to that. I think... When I first got approached about CBD oil like a year ago, I had no idea what it was. And somebody just said to me, I think it was a nutritionist, one of my dear friends, a nutritionist, Melissa, who's also an amazing kick-ass female entrepreneur. But as soon as she started talking about it, there was just something in me that was like, yeah. Like it just intuitively pinged and clicked like, okay, this is a medicine that the world needs.
That happens too.
Yeah, exactly. Like our business partner, my boyfriend, who you know, who Emily grew up with.
Yeah.
he came home from a cannabis convention and was like, look at like all this product I got, it's CBD. And guess what? It doesn't get you high. And I was like, what? I was like, there's a thing that has all the health benefits of like the cannabis plant that gets you high, but I won't get high. And I tried it and I was like, this is a game changer. Like, this just changed my life. And the more I learned about it and how long humans have been using it, it's just kind of crazy to me that for the past 100 years or so, this hasn't been available to us.
Yeah. This was around winter of last year. And it's pretty crazy to think about like how much it's exploded too, because I remember how new it was and how like we were just really confused. All the questions that like we are so excited to talk about today, we were just like, where do you get it? Where does it come from? What does it do? How do you take it? Do you smoke it? You know, and it seemed immediately to be this like, you know, I've just heard so much about like how healing the cannabis plant can be. And there's a lot of research out there. But I never felt like I could really partake of it because I wasn't a marijuana smoker or anything like that. So to have like the idea of an option that provided so many of the health benefits of the cannabis plant without feeling like I had to, you know, feel like I was under psychoactive influence. I already, you know, was dealing with a lot of anxiety and things like that, and my own journey and getting off of certain types of medications. So yeah, it like, it was very promising and then has proven to like live up to all of the things that we were hoping it would, which is why we sort of like eventually were like, oh, this is crazy. We have to, you know,
take some.
Yeah. We have to make our own and like,
why not?
Other people have access to it.
I love it. I love it. And yeah. And I guess, this is probably a good point that I didn't even think about, that like the CBD comes from the cannabis plant and it comes from hemp, which is a strain of the cannabis plant, right? So, and the difference between the non-psychoactive CBD is that it doesn't have the THC, which is that component that gets you high. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, if you're totally new to CBD and don't understand like what it is non-psychoactive, so it won't get you high, but has all the amazing health benefits that come with the hemp and the cannabis plant. Is that right?
No, me neither. I didn't either.
I was like, yeah. And it really,
yeah.
I know. I didn't believe it at first either. I was like, oh, cool. Weed oil. Sweet. And then once you take it and you're, oh my gosh, it's just like, I had one person actually explain it to me and she was like, it just feels like you're ingesting magic. Like, yeah. It's like, as it like works into your body, whether it's like a, you know, a mental thing or a physical thing or both, mm-hmm. it like, you can feel it nourishing your body as it goes in.
Yeah. The main thing that I felt too was like, I was like, I feel just like more me almost. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like I was like more present and able to like see things more clearly almost. And again, like as I had just alluded to, it's like, this is a plant that humans have evolved alongside for tens of thousands of years. And it's only been in the last 100 years or so that we haven't had access to it. And so there is this like part of us that hasn't been nourished. Mm-hmm. And so like, I'm just so happy that we're starting to bring this back.
Yeah. It's almost like being dehydrated and then like drinking a lot of water, yeah. You know, like you yes. have sort of been, and you can survive, you can function for long enough without the thing, but other systems start to shift around it. So, yeah. And I think for me, it just provides a sort of pillow. Like I said, you know, I've been weaning off of, when I first started taking it, I was weaning off of anxiety meds, Klonopin for sleep. I had really bad anxiety. And I was like at the end of my rope with things to help with insomnia. And this was something that, you know, not only helped like in a very like sort of ease me out of anxiety in a very like subtle way. It's not like taking, know, anything heavier like Xanax or anything like that, but also just helped me get to sleep. So I was like, that helped me get sort of back on my feet. And I was just sort of like, I was kind of in disbelief that it was something that then, you know, you could also use every day. So something that works and then you can access and use every day and not have to feel bad about, which I had such a weird relationship with meds that I was taking, feeling like I was harming my body. Whereas, you know, I have a sense of like feeling more nourished and like more powerful and more just sort of like fulfilled, you know, on a lot of levels now. So,
yeah. Oh my God. A medicine that nourishes instead of like masks or creates other problems. Yeah. I so hear that. And something else that Asa and I talked about, I think when we were just starting to kind of like brainstorm about this, that just landed so hard for me, especially because intuitively I'd already been talking about this with people about CBD, but like it has this really cool property of being able to kind of like learn how to treat and nourish your body by paying attention to what you need, you know, rather than being like, okay, you should take this pill every day or in this amount. CBD has this really cool ability to be like, okay, I'm feeling extra stressed out today. I might need a full dropper. Or like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling really good today. And I think I only need a half a dropper. And being able to actually listen to your body and what it needs is such a great practice just in life to get to know what you need.
Yeah. And I think that that's the magic of working with plants, is that they have this really unique ability to communicate with us on a cellular level, but also on a spiritual level. And the plant is asking you to take responsibility and connect to yourself. And when we use any plant, even, you know, like plants that we consider healing, and if you take too much of it, and if you take too much of CBD, if you're like, you don't really need it, you'll just fall asleep. So like, maybe you don't want to fall asleep. So you have to pay attention and just kind of know like, today's a 5 milligram day, or today's a 25 milligram day. And that's really powerful because it does translate to other parts of your life. You just start paying attention more and aligning more.
I think something like we're really interested in is just self-awareness when it comes to what you're putting into your body. So like, you know, we would never say like, I mean, we would never say this is a panacea for anything, you know, or that anything is. There's, you know, we're really like interested in this layered approach to how to take care of yourself, and using plant medicines is just like one part of that. So, you know, like we both have had long journeys of meditation and yoga and, you know, reading philosophy and exploring religion and doing all kinds of things and writing in our journals and doing all kinds of things to help to achieve like balance and homeostasis. And this is like something that fits in nicely with those things. So we're really interested in creating spaces for people to like try out and talk with other people about healing, you know, in general, and what lifestyle changes sort of need to go into that, namely really paying attention to what your body is asking for. You know, like your body often, just like the plant sort of knows what you need, your body is also telling you what it needs. So tuning in a little bit more to those things.
Yeah.
Is a huge part of like my healing journey and what we like enjoy talking to people about.
Yeah, it really like also brings in this community aspect, because like we do want to talk with people about this. This is a big part of it, because we want to share experiences and understand how people are using it, and like how can we help other people use it in the way that makes the most sense for them at any given time. And also we get to share our stories, which is so powerful for humans. But what I think is also great is like, we're not doctors, and keep that in mind this whole time, but also we're not doctors. So like, we're not saying hand over your health to us. We're saying we trust you. Like, we know that you know your body best. So like, let's create a dialogue around that.
That and being said, I have had several doctors say like, do it, you know, I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, I love that.
Born of a frustration, I think, that we both had. And we talked to so many people who are really at the end of their rope with different medical concerns, you know? So not to say that you shouldn't like, course, like still go to doctors, but also like, you know, understand what steps you can take to help yourself as well. It's a part of the bigger picture.
Yeah, that was actually going to be, that perfectly leads into my next question, which is like, what can people use this for? Why would people take CBD?
Yeah. So some of the biggest things that people suffer from that they report taking CBD around are depression, anxiety, insomnia, and inflammation. That being said, it really does work to support a whole host of other ailments. I know that originally, some of the companies that were first out there were working to support epilepsy and seizures. And then we're hearing from people that are using it topically for like skin ailments. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's an antiproliferant, which means it attacks cancer cells. Anecdotally, we've heard that it's helped with a dog's tumor in particular.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, people are using it, which we already knew from studies from like the whole cannabis plant with the THC that it's an antiproliferant for cancers. And yeah, it's just like a totally tonifying thing. So it's like going to take our system out of that hyper-stressed, hyper-inflamed, sympathetic fight or flight place that we live in and put us more in the parasympathetic nervous system where our body does already know how to heal and regenerate. And that's really powerful, especially for somebody who like hasn't gotten into meditation or yoga yet, because those are also things that put us in this healing space. Like sometimes it is easier to just like take a little bit of a tincture and then be like, oh, now I can sit because my thoughts aren't racing. And now I am in a more comfortable place to start healing.
And I think something to just like note too, is that it is subtle, you know, like I think that's actually what's so cool about it is that I think for me, I didn't really notice right away, like how I was feeling or the changes it was making. And after about a week or so, we actually in our house, a bunch of us had been taking it and we all noticed that we were like having a lot of sex dreams and we were like laughing all the time. And I was like, oh wait, is this it? Is this what the CBD is? You know, like the consistent thread here. Like not that we don't usually like feel sexy and like have a fun time, but it was like this amplified sort of mood over a period of time.
Yeah. And I have like an anecdotal story too of like my sister, who is a kind of like, hopefully she's watching this, doesn't get upset, she's a little bit of like an anxious person, and it was like near her wedding. So you know, during a wedding, like you're gonna be even more anxious. So I was like, here's this thing I really love, like try CBD, it might help you. And I was like, start small, because like I'm sensitive and I was taking like 5 milligrams and feeling great. I took more than that, it was like sleepy town. So I was like, just take a little bit. And then she's like, I don't feel anything. And then I was like, really? I was like, okay, take a little more. And then she was like, I don't feel anything. And I was like, okay. And I had her take a full like 25 milligrams. She's like, I don't feel anything. So I was like, okay, what is going on? And I think because it was so subtle and she was so stressed that she didn't really like notice something was happening. But then after the wedding, she's in a more relaxed state. She tried to take the same amount. And it was almost like she drank a beer. She was so relaxed. I was like, have you been drinking? She was like, no. And I was like, you're super chill. I was like, what happened? And she was like, oh, I took some of that CBD you gave me.
Right.
And I was like,
a lot of people ask me that too. They're like, so what should I expect? And I'm like, it's very subtle. For the most part, it is really subtle. And I think that's part of the cool part too, of like really getting to know your body and being like the watcher of your own being. And how
force people to start meditating, which is exactly how meditation practice should start.
I mean, that's really the whole purpose of why we're doing CBD. Come on, people, meditate.
On some level, we really do want to get people meditating.
It's true. I mean, and I also loved what you said, Asa, too, about the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, because, and you explained it so well as like the parasympathetic as being in like that beautiful restore and healing space. And that's where our body naturally knows how to heal itself. And then that sympathetic, which is where we live most of the time in that activation, go, 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 fight or flight mode, which is basically like us, you know, especially us Americans, totally stressed out all the time. So I love that CBD oil naturally helps to like relax that lean into that parasympathetic, which allows our body to just like do what it knows how to do naturally. Mm-hmm. To me, that was one of the things that really landed when I was doing research about this and was like, okay, that makes sense to me. Why it helps with so many different things, because our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system is like our foundation. So it totally made sense why it helps with depression, anxiety, arthritis pain, pain management, like so much. The list, like when you actually go to look it up, the list of stuff that CBD oil can help with is like, it's cuckoo.
Yeah. And it's just pretty amazing to like, also like Asa said, we just love talking to people and we love hearing people's stories. And it's really amazing to hear, like, everybody thinks like, I've got this thing that I kind of have to hide, or there's something wrong with me and I'm dealing with an issue. And like, the more you talk to people, the more you realize, you know, this person here has got some sort of like, you know, immune thing that they're dealing with, or, you know, this person over here has got like some, you know, mental health thing that they think is a challenge. And we do so much work in our society to try to like force those things into, you know, boxes and sort of push them away. And I think like one of the great things about this is that it just opens up conversation for just talking about what we're dealing with as humans, which like we all have, you know. And people are so exasperated with so many things, like just common ailments. And you know, they're just really excited to like try something that at the very least, even if it doesn't have like insanely, like, you know, sweepingly, like, you know, overall fixing everything results, it is, it's a support to the system. And you feel, again, like you feel like you're doing something good for you. And I was just reading about how it increases the neurotransmitter anandamide, mm-hmm. so that, which is known as like the bliss molecule. So just another, you know, another thing that is like happening in your body when you take it. So people take it for social anxiety. I just read about I just read about that before I came here, as I dropped a couple of tinctures full.
Love it. Awesome. So the other question that I was thinking of is like, because there's so much out there, right? Like, there's so much information. There's so many different kinds of products that range in price, that range in quality. And because it's kind of new, there's not a lot of guidance for people on what to look for and how to know like what's a good product. So I figure one of the most beneficial things for everybody, including myself, would be to know like, what are like the top five things to look for when you're shopping for a CBD oil? How do you know what's good and what you should be buying?
I love this.
Yeah,
question.
Because we went through this whole process. I was stumped. You know, I remember buying, after like a bunch of research, I bought my first bottle of CBD in Woodstock, New York, because they had it at a health food store up there. And I was like, oh my God, like what's going on? I don't know how to read like the milligrams on the bottle, what the dosage means, like where it's coming from. And it's really ambiguous a lot of times. I mean, one of the things I would say is, you know, look for lab testing. You know, our company is able to provide you labs that show exactly how much CBD is in the product, and, you know,
and any other chemicals or anything that's in the product. So if someone's not willing to show you the lab tests, it could be for many reasons. And one could be, it could be high in THC, which means it's not actually a CBD hemp product, or it just doesn't have any CBD at all, and they're selling you snake oil.
Exactly. So that's something to think about. The other thing that's really near and dear to us is, where is it coming from? So like, we're very like open about, we want to use a product that we know where it's coming from. Actually, one of our partners was just in the field. It's funny because it's like in the field, and he was in the hemp field, like
cool.
The last couple of days harvesting hemp that will be used to turn into the oil that we use. So
in our bottles, yeah. And that is just right, like
that's
4 hours north of Maine. So some of the product is coming from China or from Europe, and like, you know, that's not bad in and of itself, except for they don't have as strict of standards as we do about our products. And also the soil might not be as great. So like some CBD coming from China may have lead in it. And like, ooh, you don't want to take something that has harmful minerals and chemicals in it. Mm-hmm. So definitely know where your CBD is sourced from. I'd also say, like, you know, a 4-ounce bottle is not necessarily better than a 1-ounce bottle, because you have to look at how many milligrams are in mm-hmm. the bottle. So I had somebody come to me and say, like, this one's being sold for less than yours mm-hmm. and it's bigger. And then when I like actually did the math, there was very little CBD in the actual bottle, but yeah, there was a lot of oil. And so actually the person was paying more per milligram in the 4-ounce bottle than they were in our 1-ounce bottle. So just figuring out that dosage.
Something else that we just look for, that we try to normalize, is like, it's okay if it tastes a little botanical, if it tastes a little planty. There are a lot of products out there, and it's, you know, to each their own, but that tastes like candy. There's like, you know, I mean, there, we can talk about terpenes maybe in a minute, but they are, you know, volatile oils, like essential oils that come from the plant that give it like certain flavors. But some people will smell a product and say, oh, it smells like weed. Like, I can't, you know, I don't want to dabble with that. So for us, that's just an indication that it's just closer to the source of the plant that we got it from. And that's important to us, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And then to that, the last thing, I guess, would be just know what the CBD is being carried in. So some people are saying, you know, oh, it's better if it's in this hemp oil, and maybe it is, but it might not even be coming from the same plant. And that's actually going to taste really earthy, and you can't mix it. So, you know, that's like to each their own. Then there's going to be the ones that taste like blueberry or grape. And I would just stay away from those, because those are artificial flavorings. And why, like, you know, mess with something that nature already beautifully created? Yeah. And then there's ones like ours that are in coconut oil. So it's very easily digested into the system.
Yeah, I've had a client even tell me that her CBD oil was in like olive oil or something, and it made her feel, it gave her a really bad stomach ache.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of different product and a lot of different things. So I guess what I hear from you guys is know where it's coming from. Know your milligrams in terms of like how much CBD is actually in your product. Mm-hmm. And then know like what the carrier oil is, maybe. Mm-hmm. Take a look at all the ingredients.
And knowing the milligrams is really just important insofar as each person is going to have to figure out their own sort of dosage information. So when you know that, when you have a reference point, you can then look for what you need. So not everybody needs to buy a bottle of 750 milligram, you know, CBD. Like, for some people, they'll know that like one dropper of a 350 milligram concentration is going to be fine for them. It just helps you to like sort through what you actually need to buy, because the products are still, they're pretty expensive in general. You know, it's like, it's definitely one of those things that it's worth it. And I think like you get a lot of bang for your buck more so than people like realize when they haven't tried it, which is why there are so many repeat people that like repeatedly come back to CBD. Like, one of the study actually showed that 90% of people who tried it came back to use it again. So
yeah, I get that. I'm definitely one of those people. we have so much more to talk about and so many other questions. Oh my God, I could talk about CBD forever, because there's just like so much to it.
Thanks for having us here.
Oh my God, I know. It's so fun. I love having other ladies on. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about CBD. We're also going to talk about Lovewell and you guys, and probably a little bit about female entrepreneurs in the cannabis industry. So stay tuned. There's lots of fun stuff coming up. See you soon, guys.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Some groovy music. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I am here joined by the beautiful Asa and Brooke from Lovewell Farms, and we're talking about CBD oil, yet another plant medicine that I'm totally in love with. And so far, we've talked about a lot. And I think just to kind of like hone it in and really have you guys leave with some really good information, I'm going to have the ladies give you like the bullet point version of the important stuff that we've talked about so far. So, ladies, what is CBD oil? How do you use it? Or what do you use it for? And then what to look for when you're purchasing CBD oil?
Yeah. So I would say in a nutshell that CBD oil is, or CBD, the substance really, is something that helps to support and nourish your body's own healing systems. So we could go over all of the different things that it helps to alleviate or help heal. But instead of doing that, we can just think about it as this thing that promotes healing within our own bodies and utilizes the deep knowledge that our DNA has and wants to repair. Yeah. Mm. And just like refresh, it comes from the hemp plant. It can be taken in a few different ways. Topically, a lot of people like to use it topically. Often it'll be mixed with the coconut oil or some other kinds of salves that make it like feel really luxurious. It can also be taken as a tincture. Some people like to vape it or even smoke the actual flower of the plant. Our company offers topical lotions, again, made from coconut oil and tinctures. The tinctures are really popular just because it's an amazing way to just like streamline getting it into your system. You just put a few drops under your tongue and you're good to go. And then there's the ever-present and very professional lollipop that we offer, which is a really fun, you know, a lot of companies will provide different fun, like sort of candy ways to ingest it. Just make sure
kids know that it's a grown up candy.
And then what to look for is really just kind of investigate the company as though you were investigating any kind of company and make sure that they have ethical practices so that they're actually giving you CBD. So if they don't have their testing up on their website, just email them and say, like, you know, do you have your lab results from a third party testing? Making sure that you also know where their hemp plants are grown. So ours are grown here in America, in New England, actually. So it's very close. But there are some that are overseas. And then making sure that you know the difference between the sizes of bottles and milligrams. So that means like a little bit of math is going to have to come in. And there are many websites that'll help you figure it out. In our blog too, mm-hmm. we're posting helpful tips all the time to help people, even if they're not buying our product, if they're looking at other products, figuring out which one actually is giving you what you think you're getting, just because we're in this like kind of unregulated new market. And so there's not regulated doses for everything. So just being really cognizant of that.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That actually brought up a question that I've been meaning to ask anyway. Is CBD safe for kids, and is it safe for pregnant women?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, some of the original uses for CBD when this strain of the cannabis plant started being developed and the oil was being extracted and used was for children with epilepsy and seizures. So again, we're not medical professionals. We're not doctors, and we can't indicate whether or not like you can give it to children. I do know that anecdotally it has been used for children. I don't really know in terms of pregnant women. I would imagine that it's, you know.
It's probably, again, just consult your physician, yeah. and even for yourself as an adult, but we all have an endocannabinoid system that needs to be nourished. So if your doctor deems it safe, then like, I don't think that there would be a problem giving it to children.
I would encourage
because it's not psychoactive.
Yeah. And I would encourage people to talk to their doctors. Yes, it's in this sort of like, in between stage of like being on the scene. But people do know about it. I like to pop into doctors all the time because I sometimes am a hypochondriac. So I've talked to several different doctors. And yeah, then most of them are like, if it's working, you know, go for it.
Cool. That's nice to know that you've actually talked to some doctors about it, because my thought would be like most doctors would be like, I don't know anything about that stuff, or I'm not an herbalist or whatever. So it's good to know that some of the doctors are actually a little bit cognizant of this and how it can be used. So that's good to know.
Well, the FDA recently approved a drug that includes CBD as part of its main component that, serves people with certain symptoms. I think it is for epilepsy. So they're even synthesizing this plant to create pharmaceuticals now, which is kind of like funny because we could just get it from the plant.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably why it's more in the forefront of doctors' minds, because otherwise I don't think that they'd be super aware of it.
Right. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Maybe all of my doctors I've chosen because they're also holistic practitioners.
Yeah. I was going to say, most likely those of us that are in the realm are also looking for holistic minded practitioners,
yeah.
but it's most just good to know it's out there.
Some kind of visualization and meditation.
That's awesome. Can I have their number?
Definitely. As soon as I get healthy from the cough that I'm currently recovering.
I know we're both sick. So thanks people for bearing with us. We're both dealing with a little bit of sickness at the moment. So, the other question that I had really quick was full spectrum. Some bottles say full spectrum and some bottles don't. What does full spectrum mean?
Yeah, so that's something that we probably should have covered that in things that are like really important to us when we're looking for a product. So like with many other processes of, you know, extracting any kind of plant, you know, component, you can either isolate the compound or you can take the entire botanical profile of the plant. So similar to how all of the systems in the body work together to provide like homeostasis and balance, a plant also has other botanical compounds in it. So one of the things that we love to talk about is terpenes. So these are just like essential oils. So they're what give the plant its like flavor, it's smell, it's zestiness, you know, and just like essential oils, each different terpene has different health benefits as well. So really that refers to the idea of like keeping the rest of the botanical profile of the plant involved in the product that you're taking so that you get the marriage of all the things the plant like was really built to offer.
Yeah. It's called people if they're researching CBD, they'll hear it called the entourage effect. And this also applies to like if you need vitamin C and you're going to eat a red bell pepper, because that's higher in vitamin C than orange, that's going to be more powerful than taking just the isolated vitamin C in a vitamin or in the powder form. But the issue with the hemp plant is if you get the full spectrum plant or full spectrum CBD, that it has still a little bit of THC, like 0.3%, which is negligible. But we do have people who are like weirded out by it, or we have a lot of military guys who are buying our product. And so they need the non-full spectrum. They just need the CBD isolate. So we have two different versions of the tincture. One's full spectrum and one's isolated. It really just depends on your life circumstance and where you're at. But anytime you can get the full plant, that is probably the better one to go for.
Yeah, we're committed to providing both though, because we understand that people have different needs.
Got it. Okay. So full spectrum means that you get the full benefit of the whole plant and that it also is going to have that little 0.3, which is the legal limit for the THC. It will not get you high.
Right.
It will not get you high, but it kind of adds, but it what?
Might show up on a drug test.
But it may show up on a drug test. Got it.
And we want like police officers and doctors and military people to have access to this. So we're like, let's keep like the isolated version. We also have like a few people who are just weirded out by THC period. So like that's for them. And then the full spectrum would be for everybody else.
Okay. Got it. And it's not to say that the non full spectrum isn't also beneficial and effective. Right. It's just that it, you know, the full spectrum just offers a different, like a fuller version of the product, kind
of. It's just more of the plant material. So you're just going to get more compounds. The isolated version is just the CBD. So the cannabis sativa plant has CBN, CBD, THC, THD. Like there's so many compounds. So it's just, do you want more of those compounds or do you just want the CBD?
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely questions that I've wondered and I'm sure a lot of other people have too. So, so let's chat a little bit about Lovewell Farms.
And yeah, we love it. Yeah. Might like run out in the middle of the conversation and get some more water because I'm dying.
Go for it, girl. You take care of yourself. Get what you need.
Yeah, I'll get away, and then I'm gonna jump in because I'm still gonna have plenty to say.
Yeah. So Lovewell Farms, the organization is kind of birthed out of this collective of people who have been like living and growing and doing workshops and things together. But Lovewell Farms is four people right now that are committed to nourishing our planet and our communities. And so we've targeted in on CBD as the product to do that. And our mission is to create supported and healed communities around the world. So we're really trying to think of ourselves as like building a network of people who feel safe and supported and healthy, because those are people who are like super chill and super fun and awesome to be around. And like one of our, I think like ethos to our company is like, let's have fun and like, let's live the most fulfilled lives we can, because otherwise, what's the point of being here? Yeah. So anytime we can like help cultivate that in other people, like that's what we want to be doing.
I don't know if Asa mentioned that we're a worker-run cooperative.
Yes.
So that basically means that we have four partners that have equal stake in the business. So we make decisions democratically. I'm still choking on myself.
Yeah. And so what that also means is as we continue to grow and hire employees, everyone's an owner. So it doesn't mean that everyone necessarily has equal shares, but everyone has one vote when it comes to decisions. So regardless of whether you're like at the top of the chain, or like you're someone who's just like making deliveries, if we're going to create a new plan for something, everyone will get to vote equally on it, because we want everyone to have buy-in and feel fulfilled. But it's also just a model that's proven more sustainable than the other organizational models we've seen.
And guess what? We came to that by trying and failing to really exist happily in a lot of other work environments. So one of the things about ASA and our work history, we both worked in education. We were working a very like 9-to-5 lifestyle. And, you know, we were committed to the field, but we just weren't finding fulfillment in the day-to-day of like what was required of us. You know, I came here very like stressed and anxious and sort of burnt out. And like what we're trying to do is sort of an answer to some of that stuff.
Oh.
He doesn't cure cough.
Shoot. honey.
This has been going on for a week.
Oh, I feel ya. I feel ya, girl. So I love the mission. I also like, you know, selfishly love that love is in the name, obviously. How did you guys start this? Like, how did Loveville come about?
Well, the name itself actually is very synchronistic. So the house that we moved into and where we like first thought of this company, we did a little bit of research and we found out that the person who originally owned the house was named Baron Lovewell. And I was like, that is a sign from the heavens. Like, we're all about loving well. And so like that just like has to be the name of our organization. But then really like the way that we got started in CBD products was that like we were really passionate about it. We had access to it and we were like, let's just make some and see what happens. We were originally like going to make these 200 milligram creams. And we thought like, oh, like let's use lavender essential oil and let's use like eucalyptus essential oil, because like people love essential oils, right? And then Brooke's like, but I need a lube, so can we make one without oil?
Because she's afraid I'm going to choke my way through it. It's not that I'm embarrassing. I am so bummed. I really want to talk about this.
I have photos of Brooke using the like lube version of it, and I was like, make six.
Yeah,
I want one.
And that was like, I heard about a cannabis company that was making like a sexy lube. And we were like, whoa, that's awesome. That was like really our original foray. We were like, that would be so cool. Like, what a great way to use the plant. Yeah. So we were like, let's experiment at home. And, you know, I had just actually been talking with a friend about, you know, the ambiguity of when you're not dating somebody, but you're sleeping with them. But like, you know, you're like a friend. And I was like, you know, it's like a sexy friend. It's someone that's a friend who you're sexy with. And we were like, let's make a product and call it the sexy friend. You know, that's there for you that you can use as lube. You can also ingest, you know, maybe not at the same time.
And then it was just like flying off the shelf, so to speak. Like people heard we had it and then like bought some off us and then we were like out and we were like, okay, let's make some more. And the sexy friend was the winner. Like people really wanted this versatile oil, because with the lavender and eucalyptus, it's great and everything, but like you can't put it in your food or you might not want to ingest it. So like, it just became this staple product. And from there, we started like building the line off of things that we love and use every day.
And it's a foray also, again, into how to use natural products and what to just like keep an eye out for. Like coconut oil is something that I've always loved to use, like, or at least for a long time, as a topical, as a lube, for a variety of different things to cook with. And, you know, people are sort of, we live in such a like, you know, removed from nature sort of society and world right now, that it's like, we kind of forget that there are these things out there that are okay, that are safe for us. You know, we're so used to having to like, look at toxicity and what's everything that I'm doing is sort of toxic to my, to my body and everything in my environment. You know, so it's a good conversation starter for people to be like, oh wait, I can use coconut oil for that. I can use coconut oil for a variety of different things. And you're like, and there are other plant-based products that you can do that with too. So just sort of building that awareness and having conversations like that.
Yeah, I love that it started as a lube. That just makes me so happy. It just makes me so happy. And I think Aisley even mentioned once when we were chatting that it may even help to increase female libido, which I was like, that should be marketed everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. That was a really big benefit for me. Like, not only does it help to, like, increase the blood flow, like, down in our lady parts, but also when taken internally, it, my theory is, like, it relaxes you enough and gets rid of that tension that, like, that sexual, like, kundalini juiciness can start to come through again. And, like, every night I was having a sex dream, like, no joke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm all choked up.
It was great. Yeah.
Heck yes for sex dreams and lube. So what she said. Amazing. So my other question, speaking of like female parts, is female power. So what is it like to be, and we, you know, I'm conscious that we only have a couple of minutes, but I just really want to talk about this. Like, what is it like to be female entrepreneurs in the cannabis industry?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, like, the cannabis industry is still pretty white male dominated, but because it is this new industry, there's also this really strong, like, feminist contingent. And something that I've been, like, very proud to be part of is, like, we went to a women in cannabis event in Boston, and there was, like, just this really bad, like, awesome lady, like, on the stage talking about how, like, we could heal the world with a plant and, like, you know, bringing this, like, feminine, divine, mm-hmm. like, killer mother energy into it. And then there's also just, like, all these really rad lady companies binding together and being like, we're pointing out this sexual misconduct. We're pointing out that this CEO or this venture capitalist is putting money into this, but we don't stand for this anymore. And I think that's really exciting because, like, we're at the forefront of a new market and a new industry, and women are stepping up and they're being like, hell no, like, we're not going to stand for whatever happened before in those other industries. Like, we're going to make sure that we're bringing, like, the divine feminine. And they're so, like, let's link arms. Like, I haven't felt any competition. Actually, there are many CBD companies where we've been connecting and we've been talking, and we know that communicating with each other and, like, sharing resources is making us stronger.
Yes.
And, like, that's so powerful. That's so different from what I experienced even in the education world.
Yeah, one of the things we would try to talk about is just having that abundance mindset. Like, there is room for plenty of us, you know, and really just getting away from this, like, scarcity mindset.
Yeah, because I mean, the world needs healing. It needs, there's not enough of us. So it's like, if we can link together and just make that really happen, like, we could have a super fun, rad, loving, well world.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yes. a loving. Yeah, I know. It's so perfect. And it's so in alignment with my own mission, which is to help people to love their life pretty much. So guys, really important question, probably most important after all of this. How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can go to lovewellfarms.com. That's our website and online retail store, but you can also follow us, Lovewell Farms on Instagram. We are Lovewell Farms on Facebook. Where else are we anywhere else?
Like, we don't have some stores.
We're in some stores. Yeah. We're going to be, we're in a few stores in Rhode Island. We'll be in Portland, Maine soon. And, you know, we'll continue expanding, and we ship to all 50 states, free shipping over $100.
Awesome. And they have tinctures, they have bombs, they have lollipops. I'm going to be carrying the tinctures and the lollipops and probably the bomb at some point. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm bonkers excited about this product. If you can't tell, I love this stuff and I love what you guys are doing. I love the mission that you're bringing, and I love the consciousness and the love and the message out to people about what CBD is and how it can help to heal your body, because that's really what we're talking about, you know, like healing our bodies, healing our communities, healing each other, and doing it collaboratively, you know, because like we're all here on this planet to share and love and connect. That's why we're here. So I love it. I love what you guys are doing. I think it's brilliant. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, you guys. Oh, so much fun. You gave us so much great stuff. So much information.
Another hour when I'm feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely have to do another one. Maybe we'll do an episode all about how to make CBD lube. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Just an option. Okay.
Just call in with your anecdotal stories about having sex.
Yes. I love it. Oh my God. Thank you, you guys. Thank you to everyone out there watching and listening. If you'd like to get in touch and need support, go to lovelivingholistics.com. If you want to check out CBD products and the mission of LoveWell, go to lovewellfarms.com. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful, and I wish you so much love in your life.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.